survivors of bushfire and consult with them in making this ad?
Yeah, there was a lot of consultation, so some rigorous research, but also some conversations with people that have survived fire. And again, the ad, the community meeting, is actually showing people that have survived fire. And again, at the press conference yesterday with the Premier and the Minister, we had Glenn Fisk, who was the CFA captain on Black Saturday, in looking after the Marysville Brigade. Tragically and sadly, you know, he lost his wife and son. You know, he was there prepared to support this particular campaign.
So the people you spoke to for this ad campaign, you told them that you'd be showing people in the ad, and I assume they're actors. They're not survivors.
In the community meeting, it is survivors, but there is actors. Yes,
in the advertising, yes. Yeah. That you'll be showing people who go through fire and have then survived fire. What did they tell you? Were they concerned about this being, in the words, the parlance of today, triggering for them?
Yeah, that was definitely the case with a couple of people I spoke to. They talked about being re-traumatised. Interesting you made the point about the TAC, and I guess with my background from police being more involved in that that campaign. It is this piece about everyone has been traumatised in some way by road trauma. And again, you know, we certainly feel for people that will be re-traumatised through this particular campaign. However, we encourage people to get those appropriate supports for them. But again, we need to make a difference, and we know that there are people that have become complacent.
So when you talk about complacency, what do you mean? I mean, we know that bushfires are terrible, and if you're living on the outskirts, you need to have a bushfire plan. What's the complacency that you've identified?
So people really not understanding what fire might mean for them in their particular community. The CFA did some research last year around this. Again, what we've also seen is people that are moving into areas that have previously been fire affected. My understanding, one in four people now living in King Lake weren't there during 2009. And I think some of it's this bit about, well, you know, it won't happen here again or it won't happen to me. But we need to push this message out that it can happen anywhere in the state, and people need to, those very simple things, they need to prepare their properties, they need a plan, and they need to know how to access information.
Do you need the community to start thinking much more actively now about just leaving and leaving areas much more earlier than they might have in the past?
That's exactly right. And that you can't afford for the smoke and the fire to be on your doorstep, and we want people on those really bad days to not be there.
So when you say, and the Premier said yesterday, that not every fire, not every burning home will have a CFA appliance on its doorstep. We won't get to some fires, he said. You're saying to the community, homes will be lost.
Yeah.
And you therefore just have to work on saving yourselves.
And we saw that last summer, last fire season here in Victoria. You know, sadly, 35 families lost their homes in five fires, you know, 29 in the Bunyip fire. We didn't lose any lives. I feel for people losing property, but we don't want to lose lives. As tragically, again, we've seen in New South Wales now, you know, their tally is up to five. We're still people unaccounted for. And they've done a brilliant job, don't get me wrong. You know, they've saved so many properties and so many lives. But, yeah.
What are the conditions that are shared right now between New South Wales and Victoria?
We're in a somewhat more fortunate position in terms of our weather overall. We've had quite good rains down here, so it's not quite the same. Definitely East Gippsland is really dry for us.
Although you'll have some quick growth now because of the rains and the warmth.
We will have some of that, definitely. But, you know, our focus at the moment, we're looking at what resources we can push into New South Wales to support them for their really, really bad day tomorrow. And we've done a lot of work over the weekend. We'll probably have about 500 Victorians, more than 80 trucks up there working in support of our colleagues.
But you'd say heading into summer here, we're in a slightly better position.
Slightly better, but we haven't had as many years of drought as New South Wales has. For us down in Gippsland, we're into now 3 years of record low winter rainfall, but we can't afford to be complacent because fire is part of our history in Victoria and we need to know fire better.
Do we have well worked out now and adequately worked out for the needs and requirements of Victorians roles and responsibilities between the CFA and between the Metropolitan Brigade? That has been such a controversial issue for so long now. Do we have the system in place? I'm going to leave all the politics side because it bores me senseless.
Yeah.
What I want to know is that when there's a problem, we have the appliances and we have the structure ready for those people to turn up. As Emergency Management Commissioner, can you say that we do?
definitely can say that. I've just come from a meeting this morning, the state control team, where it was the state response controller was from the CFA. I had the chief of the MFB there, chief of Forest Management Victoria, SES. So, you know.
So that turf war is over?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're all very focused on keeping our community safe and we work very closely, very tight at all levels.
All right. So with this advertising campaign, if you start to have people leaving homes and leaving areas that are under potential fire threat early, what's the system that's going to be put in place to look after those people?
Yeah, so it's very much about establishing evacuation centres. So through local government, there's actually plans around that, about where you'll set up evacuation centres, relief centres. So well practiced, and is that piece about when we push out our warnings, watch and acts and emergency warnings, it will give information about where people should go.
Do we need to be having a much more open and detailed discussion about the effect of climate change on drought and on bushfire risk and management? There are politicians who are avoiding that at any cost. Do you understand why they're avoiding that? Is that something you want to avoid discussing as well?
Oh, look, I don't want to avoid discussing climate. I can't in my role when it impacts on so much of what we do. Victoria, last year we had our hottest summer on record. January was our hottest record, hottest summer on hottest January on record. So for me, it is that very much that, you know, you can't deny those facts.
So you can't deny that climate change plays a key role in what we're confronting today.
Yeah, we're seeing longer fire seasons. We had more heat health alerts last year than any other previous year.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, was this morning on RN and he said, we don't need the ravings of some pure, enlightened and woke capital city greenies on the issue of raising climate change, and I'll call it out every time. Would you like to call out him on what he's saying today?
Oh, look, I haven't heard the comments that he made. All I would say is that we had our hottest summer on record, we had our hottest January on record, more heat health alerts, fire seasons longer. So that's what I need to focus on.
Well, just quickly then, would it be more useful to you and others if our most senior political leaders actually did focus on this? If they said, this is part of it and we're going to include that in our discussions, would that be useful to you?
Definitely, and that's what we have in this state. You know, we have a premier, my own minister, we are very focused on climate change and the impact it's having on emergencies.
Andrew Crisp, no doubt we'll get to talk again, and I hope it's not in miserable circumstances, but all the best.
Thanks very much,
Virginia. Andrew Crisp is the Emergency Management Commissioner. Lots of comments, I'm sure, on that. Stick around. It's 9 o'clock.